My name is Deanna Erickson. I live in Duluth. And I went on a hike down the Superior Hiking Trail a couple of years ago and crossed all these rivers. And I just started, I think about the lake all the time, and then I started seeing that they were the same thing. So this is a poem about that. And it's called Watershed Song. The blood of Lake Superior runs in veins under forests, reaches beyond the blue horizon and seeps deeper than what we know. The lake of unpredictable wind and iron ships, the famous outline on vacationers' t-shirts, on forearm tattoos, the lake to whom we pledge allegiance, the lake with whom we live, is limited only by topography and held only by gravity. The lake is pooling in snowmelt in my backyard this afternoon. She is roaring down northern canyons and spreading quietly into estuaries. She is flowing through rocks, through tailings piles, eroding her own indentation into sand and volcanic stone. Rivers as her arteries, each with a year-long heartbeat, high water, then low, rivers as her children, named Baptism, Nipigon, Caribou, Brule, Kaministiquia, Partridge, Savannah, St. Louis. Children from whom there is no separation. Rivers as gifts, as warmth, as shelter, as legacy. Rivers as both birth and death carried to her shore.